your expense. I could have sworn that when you said burnt offering, you actually said bunt offering. And I immediately, this is the way my brain works, folks. This has nothing to do with the sermon. My mind immediately went to my big fat Greek wedding where they have the bunt cake, where the lady brings the bunt cake to the Greek get together and they're trying to figure out what it is. That's where my brain goes. Anyway, that was pretty fun. So as I was looking at the scripture for today, what struck me was the fact that the heavens are opened and that John is shut up in prison. And this concept of open shut. And so it became very real to me because, let me do this. I gotta have a visual going here. So last weekend we were in La Crosse and preached Saturday night, went over to my son's house. They had us for a nice dinner. We played games, got to spend time with the granddaughter. And she showed me a new song that she had learned. And it starts out like this. It goes, open, shut, open, shut. And then I think Rhonda Knoll kind of filled in the remainder for me at Bible study this week. And she said, then it's like, lay them in your lap. Well, my granddaughter gets open, shut, open, shut. And then she stops and then she goes, and I thought, I had read the scripture for today prior to that, and I thought, oh my goodness, that's a great way to start this sermon, because she's doing the whole open shut thing, open shut, open shut, and then she's like, okay, now I'm done, I'm just done. And what scripture says very clearly today is that we are not done. It might be open, shut, open, shut. But we're never done. So I was going to go back to this, go back to my notes here. When Jesus is baptized, and that's what we're celebrating today, the heavens are opened. Now it's important to remember that the view of the heavens at that time is that everything was closed unless God chose to open the heavens and speak to us. It wasn't necessarily a concept that God is with us here, whereas we tend to speak in those terms, that God is always with us, always walking. Hence we say Emmanuel, God with us. This is God's great move, to open those heavens and be here with us all the time. And God illustrates it when he says, this is my son, I'm pleased with him. But what we have right before that, God's action of opening follows upon Herod's action of closing, shutting the prison door on John. Now, if we look at Psalm 51, God's face, we ask for God's face to be closed to our sin, and our sin is closed off forever. That's verse 9 in Psalm 51. We ask for God's face to be closed to those things that make us less than what God has made us to be. And verses 6 through 12 of that psalm are asking God to remake us, to reform us. We talked about this in confirmation on Wednesday night, what reforming is, what reformation is, and how Martin Luther went about that, he and the other reformers. But it is really a remaking of ourselves. And so that's what verses 6 through 12, that first half of that reading. We're asking God to remake us, to reform us so that we might be opened by God for service. Verses 13 through 17
My mouth will be open to sing your praise. I will teach. I will serve. Because God has opened us. So once that opening happens, we're not done. As my granddaughter so cutely put it, we're not done. We're just getting started. Now think about what happens with Jesus.
John has been giving this dynamic speech. And he starts out, we talked about this in Bible study, he starts out the way every speech ought to start out. You brood of vipers. Just think, if politicians started out their speeches that way, we wouldn't elect anybody. But John lays it on the line for them. And John says, you know what, you're just coming here to try to get your sins taken care of, and you're not doing anything else. And so people are going, wait a minute, what should we do then? And John gives them some concrete things. It's not the only things they can be doing, but he says, think about others before you're thinking about yourselves. Take your wages, but be fair about it.
Collect your taxes. We don't like it, but we know you have to do it. But don't skim off the top and ask us for more than we need to pay. If you have a coat and an extra one, give it to someone who doesn't have one. He's being very specific for people because they're saying, well, what are we supposed to do? And so he tells them, because they're being baptized, they're being opened.
Now what? Are you done? No. John says, no, there's a whole lot more that we can be doing. And so what happens with Jesus? Jesus is baptized. And we don't get this part of the story in this reading today. But Jesus is baptized, and is he done? Oh no, Jesus is just getting started. He's about to go out there and stir things up in a way that is not going to end well for him
or his followers. And it simply is going to call them to do the same thing.
Do, not done. We're going to have a baptism next week. Is that little boy going to be done? Sometimes we talk about baptism that way. We'll get the child done. To use. We'll get the child begun.
Might be a better way to put it. Baptism, in Jesus' case, gives him
that next step to enter into public ministry. And he goes through a whole lot of temptation and all kinds of things before that. But it's not open, shut, done for him.
It's open, shut, open,
begun for him. And that is what baptism does for each one of us.
We're not done. We've only begun to praise God. We've only begun to serve others in God's name. Because those heavens were open, not just for Jesus that day, those heavens were
open for us too.
Because now we know that God is with us. Our statement at the end of every worship service is open doors, open hearts, and open hands. Baptism informs that so that we never shut them.
And they always remain open, never done, always begun, made new every day in the waters of baptism. Amen.